Welcome to Come All Ye on Community Radio 2MCE, 92.3 on your dial in Bathurst, 94.7 in Orange. We're streaming to the world via www.2mce.org, and in fact, you can catch Listen on Demand repeats of the program anytime you like. I'll tell you more about that a little later in the program. We'll open up today with a track by a group called the Bywater Band, which is a vehicle for the talents of Elias Alexander, multi-instrumentalist, who was in Australia not so very long ago, very flamboyant bagpiper, but does more than that. We'll hear a set of tunes, one tune, a song first, I Wish the Wars Were All Over. Ain't that the truth?
Down by deep waters where sweet linden stand, I saw pretty Polly wringing her hands. The song that she sang made the whole grove to ring. My Billy has left me to fight for a king. And I wish the wars were all over. I stood in amaze at the words that she said. I'll follow my Billy, whether living or dead. The notes that she sang were the nightingale's notes. The lark and the linnet, how they warble their throats. And I wish the wars were all over. Away from my parents' eyes and away, I'll deck myself out in a young man's array. And at every company that I pass by, I'll ask of my Billy, oh, where he does lie. And I wish the wars, and I wish the wars, and I wish the wars were all over. Mm-hmm.
Jenny Conlon stood before the jury, before the judge in his gown and his wig, and the whole damn country was sure he was guilty, even though the evidence was rigged. And when it all came out, it was the old familiar shout, he'll be guilty of something sure as hell. What's a paddy more or less? And anyway, he confessed, stick him down in his cell, and his father as well. Cause any Nickaloo, any black, any Jew, any poor wee soul who's not like you, not down from the trees and not up from the bogs, they come round here and they steal your jobs. They're all the bloody same, just know the same as you. And when a scapegoat's what you need, any mick'll do. They told Annie McGuire she was a bomber. She had every expert witness testify that they'd found traces of gelignite upon her hands, and British justice would not be denied. And when they found they were wrong, it was the same old song, she's a danger to us all if she's free. With every day that goes by, we're more committed to the lie. So just leave her be and throw away the key. Cause any mick'll do, any black, any Jew, any poor wee bugger is not like you. They're down from the trees and they're up from the bogs, and they come round here, they steal your job, and they're all the bloody same, no the same as you. And when a scapegoat's what you need, any mick'll do. I hate every Jew who kicks a Palestinian, and every Nazi who ever kicked a Jew. I hate every stupid bigoted opinion, and if you don't hate them too, then I hate you. But what I hate most of all is the sheer damn gall of a system that never thinks twice about furthering a grudge with a jury and a judge. And when they're loading the dice, tell me who pays the price. Aye, any nickel do, any black, any Jew, any poor wee soul who's not like you. But them from the trees and they're up from the bogs, they come round here and they steal your jobs. They're all the bloody same, just know the same as you. When a scapegoat's what you need, any nickel do. Aye, any mick'll do. Any black, any Jew, any Pakistani who's not too blue. Aye, any mick'll do. Any black, any Jew, any poor wee bugger who's not like you. But down from the trees and they're up from the bogs, they come round here and they steal your jaws. They're all the bloody same, just know the same as you. When a scapegoat's what you need, any mick'll do.
Brian McNeil, who was a member of Battlefield Band for many years, but has also released a number of excellent solo albums. That song, Any Mick'll Do, his comment on judicial racism in the UK, such as the legacy of the British, or some British, blaming all Irish for the Irish Troubles, and other things going on around the world. And another comment on war, opening the program today, a song by Tim Erickson called I Wish the Wars Were All Over, from an album called Bywater by Elias Alexander and Bywater Band. Elias Alexander from the west coast of the US, a very over-the-top solo bagpiper singer, general entertainer. Saw him at the Australian National Folk Festival. We'll move on to a song now from Shetland, sung by, well, presented by Seamus Begley, Katrina Mackay and Chris Stout, from their terrific album simply called Begley, Mackay, Stout. It's called Rowan Fula Dún. Rowan as in rowing, but it's pronounced Rowan. Fula is an island off Shetland, off the main island of Shetland. So this song is it's in the Gaelic, concerns the very brave open boat fishermen rowing out from the outer reaches of Shetland until the distant cliffs of Fula are below the horizon. So they know they're out far enough once they can't see the cliffs of Fula anymore. So that's about 120 kilometres, apparently. Brave people. This was a poem by a modern Shetland poet who wrote under the name Vagaland. He died in about 1973, so it's not that old, this song, Rowan Fula Dún.
Share a light of upper wheel on the mouth for year. Torn wheel row other she swan at all the kneel and dusk. Body tender slas are mudding. Lassing in a tatty nail. Teum share a chill.
Fishy knots were boat as truly namous for a knot. We hae bows and towers and cabby ballast hid a shop. Pits for fire and tae the kettle, tatties for the pot. Who be was the horn of papa rowan full of dun? Our a hidden piece of water rowan full of dun.
Body ten at lands are mudding, lassie grain at art and deal, Tom Shear at yell.
Lachen gurtet by her voos. Papa sometimes wise in summer, veiled in ask and shoes. Then pull the wool some wider, damn the scent of loos.
Sheer o like a fapper a weir. Thank you.
can bide, shore nae langer, we maun gang and try. We'll win back, boys, if we suitna, scream the mother die. For the scent of floors and papa, leads we saw the way. Would be was the horn of papa, rowan full of doon. Our hidden piece of water, rowan full of doon. Run the boat. Tide lumps maken, sunlight trow, the blutes is bracken, we maun gang war feish is taken, rowan full of doom.
Sheer o air kem fapa rawiert, baun le macht feir, ton pil ro ade. When fallen near and tusk, but each in the lands are mudding, lassel in its hatch in a hull, tell him share a chiller vieste, fall a fell and slung.
Song from Shetland, partly in the Gaelic, sung by the Irish musician Seamus Begley, partly in that almost equally impenetrable Shetland dialect by Chris Stout, who indeed comes from that part of the world, and the very evocative Klarsak harp accompaniment there from Chris Stout's wife, Katrina Mackay. Nice album, as I said before. Begley, Mackay, Stout. A song about Rowan Fuller Dun. You're listening to Come All Ye. Good to have you along. Here's a tune called The Lollipop Man from an English fiddle player called Will Allen. But he's got a bit of help on this one from Rowan Pickett, playing cittern and bass. This is a Morris tune. That's why it has a silly name, perhaps. It's a variant of the Lee Rig, if you think it's a familiar melody. Of course, all the best things start off as Scottish, don't they?
Thank you. you should have been. Oh, hey, jolly lad, you didn't keep your trace to stream. I waited long aside the woodsy way and weary on my lane. Oh, hey, jolly lad, your knees are kind, you should have been. I'll look at by the funny now, I'll look at by the farcy green, I'll look at her, the spunky how, and I thought you would have been. The ne'er a supper crossed my craig, the ne'er a sleep has closed my een. Oh, hey, jolly lad, your knees are kind, you should have been. Waiting by the thorn, I thought it was the place we said and waited me till dawn and morn. Say, be no vex, my bonny lassie, let my waiting stand for thine. We'll know what to craig and shaw and seek the jays we tend your stream. Och, hi, Johnny lad, your knees again, you should have been. Och, hi, Johnny lad, you didn't keep your tries to stream. I waited long aside the woods, say, we are weary on my lane. Och, hi, Johnny lad, your knees again, you should have been.
Hey, Johnny lad. That was Emily Smith singing. A bit of Bowron accompaniment from Mark Duff and the Clarissac once again joining the program, this time played by Corinna Hewitt. That's a song, might have been by, well, probably was, Robert Tannehill, who was a weaver from Paisley in Scotland. Lived at the end of the 18th century through the beginning of the 19th century. And it just so happens there's another one from the pen of Robert Tannehill coming up next. This is I'll Hae Me to the Shilling Hill. This is Ross Kennedy with the accordionist Sandy Breacon.
And a gang to Crookinmill, a living hips and sleigh's calam. Wealthy pride, but all can hide your uncle Mosley Shan's gun. Liar pows wide to town, beers as ox and winds calam. Half deceived, say you think a ween kill him. Trees me keep their withered leaves till ends to get to green calam. Life in Donald's won my head, has me willing vow kill him. Do for all you to the air when he marry ye calam. And a gang to Crookinmill, a living hips and sleigh's calam. Wealthy pride, but ill can hide your uncle Mosley Shan's gun. Liar pows wide to town, beers as ox and winds calam.
Finished? Okay, that's Ross Kennedy. You're getting a good dose of Scottish music today. There'll be a little break shortly from from Scotland. Ah, dear. But right now, I'll introduce you to the featured album. Definitely not from Scotland. It's from, well, he's from Dundalk at the moment. This is a fellow named Sean Keegan. He plays mandola. He's accompanied here by Macdara O'Fuilon, playing bouzouki. And they play instrumentals, Irish traditional music, played on two instruments that haven't been involved with Irish music much until recent years. I was talking to somebody yesterday and I mentioned that today's featured album would be featuring a musician called Kevin Keegan. And the person I was speaking to said, yes, I've heard of him. I think that name's familiar. Well, it might be familiar, but Kevin Keegan was a football player, played with Liverpool and Newcastle some years ago. I don't think he had a lot to do with Irish traditional music. It's Sean Keegan we're going to hear, along with Magdara O'Fuilon. The featured album is called Keegan's Fancy. Here's the Blackberry Blossom and the Swallowtail. First track from the featured album. Sean Keegan playing mandola, accompanied by Magdara O'Fuilon on bouzouki. The album is called Keegan's Fancy. It's a 2026 release, and it's rather nice, I think. Sean Keegan was immersed in London Irish music. He was born in London. His parents moved over there from Longford and Leitrim in the late 1970s. And Sean Keegan went back to Trinity College of Music when he was 18 to study mandolin. And these days, he's lecturing in the honours, in the BA Honours degree in audio and music production, and he's supervising doctoral research at the School of Informatics and Creative Arts at the Dundalk Institute of Technology. Crikey. So, that's him, Sean Keegan. First track we've heard from the featured album, and we'll hear more in the very near future. This is the final Scottish track, I think, for a while. Amy Leach and Alastair Paul from an album called Six Sangs. Amy Leach is an Edinburgh singer, and Alistair Paul was born in the Highlands, Scottish Highlands, but he's based in Newcastle, and Newcastle is where he plays in a band called Pons Aelius. He plays guitar. Song called More Love Maggie. You might recognise the melody as The Beggar Man, or one of many songs featuring Beggar Man in the title. But there we heard Amy Leach singing, a bit of harmony vocal in the background from the guitarist Alistair Paul, who turns up occasionally on this program as a member of fabulous multi-bagpipe band from Newcastle upon Tyne called Pons Aelius. Far away from the bagpipe, Dave de Hugard. This is Henry Lawson at Wattie's Pub in Bourke. Now, this comes from an album called Where the Wattles Bloom, and it's a bit of a mash-up album that I'm not sure has even been released commercially yet. But he certainly has released this very similar track under the title When the Army Plays... Try again. When the Army Prays for Wattie, which I think is the name that Henry Lawson gave the poem. Watson Braithwaite was the publican that gave the pub its more common name, Wattie's Pub in Bourke. It was the Carrier's Arms, and I've been there. It doesn't exist anymore as a pub. I wasn't there when Henry Lawson was there. He beat me to it by about 90 years.
except for the light of moon and star. Hide the picture on the signboard over Doughty's Horse Bazaar. Last rose tints are fading on the distant mulga scrub. The salvos pray for Watty at the entrance of his pub. I often sit at Watty's when the night is very near, with a head full of jingles as I sip at me beer. I sometimes have the fancy when I'm over there, when the salvos pray for Watty, I'm included in the prayer. There's Watty in his armchair in its old accustomed place, the fatherly expression on his round passive face. Folded arms before him in a calm contented way, he nods his head and dozes when he hears the salvos pray. I wonder, does he ponder the distant years and dim, or his chances over yonder when the salvos pray for him? Has he not a little fear for that hot place below, where according to good Christians all publicans should go? Well, his features show no token of the feeling in his breast, except of peace unbroken and a conscience well at rest. We guzzled as we guzzled long before the salvos came. Loafers wait for shouters, we'd get there just the same. It'd take a lot of praying, lots of thumping on that drum, to prepare our sinful straying, erring souls for kingdom come. But I love my fellow sinners, so I hope upon the whole the salvos get a hearing when they pray for Watty's soul. It'd take a lot of praying, lots of thumping on that drum, to prepare our sinful straying, erring souls for kingdom come. But I love my fellow sinners, so I hope upon the whole the salvos get a hearing when they pray for Watty's soul.
Gather at the River, that last little bit of music. The river in question for that song would have been the Darling River. Watty's Pub in Bourke. Dave De Higgard, fine Australian interpreter of our own folk music in this country. Getting on a bit now, Dave's in his mid-80s, I guess. Don't know whether he's still performing. I suppose he might be. Haven't heard much from him in recent times. 8 Feet Tall is the name of this next group. It's also the name of their album. We'll hear The Humours of Tully Crean and The Promenade. So a hornpipe and a hop jig. This is a mob from Boston. Rebecca McGowan and Jackie O'Reilly kind of put it together, and they're step dancers. They do Charnos low to the ground type dancing. The melody instruments, button accordion from Dan Accardi, and fiddle and a bit of vocal from Armand Aramin. Light up, A little bit too tricky for their own good? What do you reckon? That's a group called 8 Feet Tall. There's four of them in the group. Presumably they have 2 feet each. The Hymns of Tully Crean and The Promenade. Very mixed up rhythm there, very clever, highly skillful arrangements. Step dancing from Rebecca McGowan and Jackie O'Reilly. Dan Accardi playing a button accordion and the vocal diddling there from Armand Aramin. You're listening to Come All Ye, and we'll go to Norway now. I like taking tracks from this group in its various incarnations. This is Fat Dog this time. The album is called New Found Land, three words, and we hear the voice of the only non-Scandi in the group, Richard Burgess.
My William sails on board a tender, when Betty's bound I do not know. 7 long years I've been waiting on him, since he crossed the bay on Biscay. One night when Mary lay sleeping, a knock came on the bedroom door, saying, "Arise, arise, my true love Mary, to take one last glance at your William Moore." Oh, Mary rose, put on her clothing, and opened wide her bedroom door. It was there she spied her true love, William, and his cheeks were white as the driven snow. Oh, William dear, where are your blushes? Those blushes you had many years ago.
Oh, Mary dear, the cold clay has taken them. For I am but the ghost of your William Moore. If I had all the gold and silver and all the gold in Mexico, I would grant them all to the King of Heaven for one last glimpse of my William. My William sails on board a tender. When he's bound, I do not know.
Sean Keegan again, playing mandola. Macdara O'Fuelon playing bouzouki. We just heard Tom Billies, and before that, The Coolie. Two fine tunes from the featured album called Keegan's Fancy. Sean Keegan, definitely not Kevin Keegan, even though Sean was born in London. Well, not that Kevin Keegan was. He was born up near Newcastle, I think. He was a footballer, and if I accidentally say Kevin Keegan sometime during the program, please put a line through it and substitute it with Sean. He's the musician on the program today. After graduating from Trinity College, he moved full-time to Ireland and began his master's in the Centre for Computational Musicology and Computer Music. Fair enough. Then he started lecturing on the master's in music technology, master's in interactive media, and BSc in music, media, and performance technology. So it's all pretty interesting. He's maintained a strong interest in performing and teaching Irish traditional music along the way. That's Sean Keegan, the featured album today on Cumology, Keegan's Fancy.
So it's a 1, 2, 3, 2, 2, 3.
Sinead O'Connor with a song about a boat, Hailemy's Boat. Bordjin Hailemy, Hailemy Cama Boyle, was a chief of the Rosses in the 17th century and He was getting threatened by an enemy, so he shot through to the islands off Donegal to escape. And that song apparently is taught to Irish school kids a lot and has been for ages. Now, in the Illawarra region of New South Wales, when things got pretty tough and money was scarce, some people decided that coal coming on trains from the coal mines in the district was fair game. And some of it didn't quite make it to its destination because it just sort of, it blew away. Magic. How did that happen?
Smile was rising from ear to ear. The old miner sat back, heard a story that day about the time on the coast when the coal blew away. All the mines around Bligh and further away were being worked each week for only 2 to 3 days, just enough to stop them from getting the dole, while the mine owners secretly stockpiled the coal. So heavy on the coast that day. Yes, the winds were so heavy, the coal blew away. So the miners formed a strong picket line to try and stop the coal from leaving the mine. From Sydney they trucked in the scabs each day, with police on guard to keep the miners at bay. With scabs loading coal by the railway track, the miners stepped forward, the mood blacker than black. But the sergeant stood between them with a gun and a sneer. I'll shoot the first commie who tries to interfere. And the winds were so heavy on the coast that day. The winds were so heavy, the coal blew away. A 60-ton load was sent on its way, scheduled for Sydney the very next day. The miners withdrew, full of anger and despair. No victory this time, no hope in the air. The train slowed just near waterfall. The guard heard laughter and someone's call. From a wagon some miners jumped onto the track, with shovels, grins and faces smeared black. On the coast that day, yes, the winds were so heavy, the coal blew away. With his lantern he searched up and down the train. No coal could be seen, he searched in vain. And the headlines in the paper read the very next day, the winds were so heavy, the coal blew away. Now as you listen to my story today, you might think it's strange the coal could blow away, but the miners with their shovels in the wagon that night swear it is true, and I reckon they're right. And the winds were so heavy on the coast that day. Yes, the winds were so heavy, the coal blew away. Yes, the winds were so heavy on the coast that day. Yes, the winds were so heavy, the coal blew away.
Yes, extraordinary climate down there, the Illawarra coast. The wind can be very strong. In fact, all the coal blew away from the coal train. Amazing. Maury Mulheron and a group called the Rattlers from that part of the world, the Illawarra. A song called When the Coal Blew Away. Are you going to get married, or are you married? Some people don't want to. Some people don't want to get married for all sorts of reasons. Tatiana Hargreaves playing fiddle and Alison de Groot, banjo, both singing I Don't Want to Get Married from their self-titled album. You're listening to Come All Ye, and I'm glad you are. If you want to hear it again, probably in a couple of days at most, it'll be available as Listen on Demand, this program anyway. Lots of other programs are already there. Where is there, I hear you ask? Up in the sky, folks, up in the sky. You can get to it from the program's very own website, comeallye.com, or you can go via the fine website of Radio 2MCE, which is 2MCE.org. Press a couple of buttons and you'll find Listen on Demand. If you go through the website of the radio station, you'll see there are other programs available as well. We've got lots of programs on 2MCE. Next, another instrumental. This is the Border Country Dance Band. So the border area between Scotland and England, apart from having lots of skirmishes and battles and raiders and things, also prompted some good music to be constructed. And this band plays lots of it. This is Ian's Fancy, Jean's Reel, and Mickey Ainsworth. Yes, big chord to start and big chord to finish. A Border Country Dance Band. We heard Ian's Fancy, Gene's Reel and Mickey Ainsworth. Newcastle in New South Wales was the inspiration for the next song. It was composed by A. Novocastrian, who left to become a, or left Newcastle anyway, to move to Sydney and become a schoolteacher. I don't know what he's doing now, but for a while he was an ABC radio presenter. I speak of Bob Hudson. He wrote some interesting songs, some very good songs, including this one, which we'll hear not from him, but from Margaret Roadknight. Margaret Roadknight's been performing for, goodness me, getting on for 60 years, I think. Highly regarded performer. So Margaret Roadknight with Girls in Our Town.
Spend all their money on making the scene, yet plan on going to England. Girls in our town go to parties in pairs, sit round the barbecue, give themselves a they go to the bathroom with their girlfriend who cares. Girls in our town are so lonely. Girls in our town are too good for the pill. Ah, but if you keep asking, they probably will. Sometimes like you, or else for the thrill, and explain it away in the
Bye. and disputation. Give a fiddler lad a handy tool to dip into their souls.
And I'd walk 100 miles, and I'd walk 100 more to see the bells of Ontario walking by the shore.
They'll marshal their enjoyment with the general's deployment and the charms nature gave him to entice and ensnare. And they'll calculate by fractions any power of attraction, drive the lads to full distraction with a tossing of their hair. Ah, they're cool and they're collected, and they like themselves reflected in a keek and glass or passing laddies out for all to see. And they'll take their due with pleasure at their cool collected leisure, and to make them batter melt would take a braver man than me.
And I'd walk 100 miles, and I'd walk 100 to see the bells of Ontario walking by the shore.
So come all your rabble rousers, you box some body houses, and give yourself a ray of conceit. Inclined to ramble, put your manhood to the gamble, take a road up to Godrich with your heart in your hand. Just be ready for the ructions when you're tested to destruction by a creature that you know that's worth twice her weight in sin. Ah, she might consent to kiss you or smile and then dismiss you and leave you to the mercy of the lake you're on wings.
And I'd walk 100 miles, and I'd walk see the bells of Ontario walking by the shore. I'd walk 100 miles, I'd walk 100 more to see the bells of Ontario walking by the shore.
Something of a counterpoint to Girls in Our Town from Margaret Radnight. That was The Bells of Ontario by Jed Marum. The song composed by Brian McNeil, and I suspect it was composed for Jed Marum to sing. Could be wrong about that, but I don't recall Brian McNeil singing it. Good song, Bells of Ontario. Another one from the featured album. We will hear Dinny O'Brien's and The Maid Behind the Bar from Sean Keenan playing mandola and Macdara O'Fuelon bouzouki.
Thank you.
bark trader, I did belong, and she was built for sea, both stout and strong, well rigged and well manned and well fit for sea. She was bound for New York in America. Well, our crew, the captain, as we did find, left half of our provisions behind. Our crew, the captain, as we understand, meant to starve us all before we made the land. At length our hunger grew very great. We had but little on board to eat, and we were in necessity, all by our captain's cruelty. Our captain in his cabin lay, and a voice came to him, and it thus did say, prepare yourself and your company, for tomorrow night you shall lay with me. Well, our captain awoke in a terrible fright, it being the first watch of the night, and aloud for his bosun he then did call, and he to him related the secret all. Oh, bosun, says he, it grieves my heart to think I acted a villain's part, and to take what was not my lawful due, to starve the passengers and the whole ship's crew. Now there is one thing more I have to tell. When I in Waterford town did dwell, oh, I killed my master, a merchant there, all for the sake of this lady fair. I killed my wife and my children three, all for that cursed jealousy. And on my servant I laid the blame, and hanged he was all for the same. Says he, if that be so, pray let none of your ship's crew know, but keep your secret within your breast, and pray to God for to give you rest. Well, early next morning a storm did arise, which did our seamen much surprise. The sea was o'er us both fore and aft, until scarce a man on our deck was left. Oh, and then our bosun he did declare that our captain was a murderer, and this so enraged our whole ship's crew that they overboard their captain threw. And when this was done, a calm was there, our good little ship homeward did steer. The wind abated and it calmed the seas, and we sailed safe to America. And when we came to anchor there, our good little ship for to repair, oh, the people wondered much to see what a poor and distressed shipwrecked crew were we.
Terrible story, isn't it? But excellent guitar work. That's Chris Foster from the West Country of England, from an album called Jewels. And another instrumental now, this time from a group called Tada, their album Kjol Kvivni, which is pretty much music and memory, I think. The Potsheen March, which is a march. Devlin's, which is a polka. The Basket of Oysters, it's a fling, and Crotty's Glory, which is a reel.
Whiskey is the life of man. Whiskey from an old tin can. I like whiskey hot and strong, and I'll drink whiskey all day long.
Whiskey, oh Johnny, oh, rising up from down below. Whiskey, oh Johnny, oh, rising up from down below. Whiskey, oh Johnny, oh, rising
whiskey,
up
whiskey,
from
whiskey,
down
whiskey,
below.
Up aloft this yard must go, come rising up and down below. Hot, I'll drink it cold. I'll drink it new, I'll drink it old. Some like whiskey, some like beer. I wish I had a barrel here.
Whiskey, oh Johnny, oh, rising up from down below. Whiskey, oh Johnny, oh, rising up from down below. Whiskey, oh Johnny, oh,
whiskey,
up
whiskey, 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 oh, up aloft this yard must go, come rise him up from down. My sister Sue, and whiskey killed my brother too. Whiskey killed my poor old dad, and whiskey drove my mother mad.
Whiskey, oh Johnny, oh, rising up from down below. Whiskey, oh Johnny, oh, rising up from down below. Whiskey, oh Johnny, oh, rising
whiskey,
up
whiskey,
from
whiskey,
down
below. Up aloft this yard must go, come rising up from down below. If whiskey comes too near my nose, next up she comes and down she goes. Glass of grog for every man, and a bottle full to the shanty man.
Whiskey, oh Johnny, oh, rising up from down below. Whiskey, oh Johnny, oh, rising up from down below. Whiskey, oh Johnny, oh,
whiskey, 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 oh, up aloft this yard must go, come rising up from down below.
They had their day in the sun, that band, Bellowhead, a big band on stage, and they were, I guess, best known for being the last band on stage at festivals and at the night session, because they were huge. Bellowhead with Whiskey is the Life of Man. We're getting towards the end of the program, so I better slow things down a little bit for at least one track. This is Kate Rusby with her interpretation of a song called The Wild Goose.
Do you ever see the wild goose sailing on the ocean? Runs all me boys or runs all rain? Just like them pretty girls, they get the notion, runs on boys or runs all right, or runs all your day, as the wild goose sails away. As I was walking one evening by the river, runs on boys or runs. To the pretty girl, my heart it was a quiver. Runs on, boys, or runs, all right, or runs. how you doing this morning? Runs, oh my boys, oh runs, oh Ray. Oh, she's sitting on the batter for the seeing of you. Runs, oh my boys, oh runs, oh Ray. Oh, runs, oh you.
Tune called Rodney's Glory, final track from the featured album today. Name of the album is Keegan's Fancy, self-produced album by Sean Keegan, accompanied on bouzouki by Macdara O'Fuilon. Sean Keegan, of course, playing mandola very nicely too. The 2026 album, Rush Out and Buy It Immediately. Here's Dick Gawkin.
They wouldn't hear your music and they pulled your paintings down. They wouldn't read your writing and they banned you from the town. But they couldn't stop you dreaming and the victory you've one. For you sowed the seeds of freedom in your daughters and your sons, in your daughters and your sons, in your daughters and your sons. You sowed the seeds of freedom in your daughters and your sons. Your weary smile that proudly hides the chain marks on your hands, and you bravely strive to realize the rights of every man. And though your bunny's bent and though a victory you've won, for you sowed the seeds of justice in your daughters and your sons, in your daughters and your sons, in your daughters and your sons. You sowed the seeds of justice in your daughters and your sons. Well, I don't know your religion, but one day I heard you pray for a world where everyone can work and children they can play. Though you never got your share of the fruits that you have won, you sowed the seeds of equality in your daughters and your sons, in your daughters and your sons, in your daughters and your sons. You sowed the seeds of equality in your daughters and your sons. Well, they taunted you in Belfast, and they tortured you in Spain, and in that Warsaw ghetto where they tied you up in chains, in Vietnam and Chile where they came with tanks and guns. It's there you sowed the seeds of peace in your daughters and your sons, in your daughters and your sons, in your daughters and your sons. Then you sowed the seeds of peace in your daughters and your sons. Now your music's playing and the writing's on the wall, and all the dreams you painted can be seen by one and all. But now you've got them thinking and the future's just begun. Well, you sowed the seeds of freedom in your daughters and your sons, in your daughters and your sons, in your daughters and your sons. You sowed the seeds of freedom in your daughters and your sons.
Your daughters and your sons, wonderful song, sung there by Dick Gochen. Thank you for listening to Come All Ye today. Hope you've enjoyed the program. We'll do it all again soon, I trust. Well, I will. I hope you'll be along for the ride as well. This is Jimmy Dolans and John Joe Gannon's A Couple of Flings from an album I dip into now and again called Forgotten Gems by Peter Carberry and Padraig McGovern. I'm Bruce Cameron. Bye now. Thank you. You've been listening to Come All Ye, produced and presented by me, Bruce Cameron, 2MCE FM, community radio in Bathurst, New South Wales. 2MCE is a community service of Charles Sturt University. Visit 2mce.org for more information about the station. The website comeallye.com has program playlists and a link to take you directly to lots of podcasts of the program.